So I'm going to talk some more about the first of three characteristics of all ultimate phenomena, and that is the mark of transience. The importance of investigating our ultimate experience and observing the mark of transience, the mark of impermanence, can't be overstated. It's through seeing that there is no substance to ultimate phenomena that leads to non-clinging and the abandonment of the obsession with the world that then gives the opportunity to see that which lies beyond the appearance of things, the transcendent aspect of experience, which most people are completely ignorant of. And because they're completely ignorant of it, I mean, they ignore it, because of that, then there is too much emphasis placed on the appearance of things and trying to make life right. And so there is this never-ending obsession with trying to make life right, when in actual fact, you just don't need to do any of that. Life is fine as it is. So observing the mark of transience is absolutely crucial to abandoning and letting go of our obsession with the world. So, I mean, we all know that things are transient. When we reflect upon it, we know that the universe, the scientists tell us that the universe is one day just going to peter out. We know that the sun is going to go supernova and take the earth with it. We know that the dinosaurs once roamed the earth and now they don't. The Roman Empire came and went. So we reflect on our experience and we know that things are impermanent. We're aware of our own mortality. That's what makes partly what makes us human, is our ability to recognize our own mortality. So you would think, well, why cling to the world? And sometimes I'm overwhelmed with astonishment. And this is going to sound so condescending, I don't mean it to be, but as having looked very closely at conscious experience and observing how it arises and passes away, it does become faintly ludicrous when you observe how tightly people cling to life in the belief that this is everything and you've got to get it right. When you embrace the Buddha's teaching and you realize that this is just one of an infinite number of iterations of life, this human existence, and you realize, wow, we are just passing through, and yet people cling so tightly. At the moment in my country, in Britain, we're trying to work out whether we want to be in Europe or not, and people treat it like it's, just so important, and yet the more you actually investigate your experience and see how transient and insubstantial experience actually is, that all these political machinations just kind of recede in terms of their importance. It's like you just see through it. It's like, guys, we're just passing through. Why do you want to get so caught up in it all? But people do, and you respect that, and like I said, I don't want to appear condescending. Perhaps I am being condescending. I don't wish to be. But the more you see the mark of transience, the less you cling to political ideologies of any kind, the less you cling to views of all kinds, the less you cling to objects in the belief that objects can give you lasting peace and happiness. So, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just reflect intellectually about the fact that things are transient, and that being enough to let us let go of this vice-like grip with which we hold on to life. However, you need to do more than that. You do need to actually observe the more microscopic level of the ultimates of experience, the aggregates, and observe how these aggregates are all arising and passing away to really dig up the roots of the problem. And the problem is misperceiving objects as being substantial and as being permanent, at least having a substantial and real existence through time for an appreciable length of time. And that is a misperception of reality. Yes, there is the appearance of that, but we want to go beneath the appearance and look at what is actually happening on a more fundamental level. That's why we need to practice Vipassana meditation. So we learn to set aside those preoccupations, those thought processes, those hindrances that get in the way of just being able to rest content in the moment and just watching as aggregates unfold, as our conscious experience unfolds. So that's just the normal building blocks of any conscious experience: shape and colour, sounds, tastes, touches, smells, thoughts, feelings, memories, perceptions, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, being aware of the arising of thoughts, memories, feelings, perceptions and the like. So there's a never-ending cascade of conscious moments that have these elements as fundamental building blocks. And as you rest content in the moment, and you're it has to be an active process in the sense that you are actively investigating, so actively noting what's coming up, so noting the thought as a thought, noting the feeling as a feeling, noting the tactile sensation as a tactile sensation, labelling it. And as you do that, and as you get used to labelling things, it becomes very, very apparent that the things that you're looking at don't last. There is a process that requires time of gradually refining your perception of impermanence. So when you begin, it's like you might hear, say, for instance, a bird singing outside, and you might consider that to be one object. So there is this sense of this object persisting through time. And then the bird stops singing, and you say, oh, okay, it's transient. That's valid, absolutely valid. So you note that, what is the point of clinging to the sound of a bird singing? It arises and it passes away. But as your perception becomes more subtle, it becomes more nuanced, you realise that actually that, what we're calling a bird song as existing through time, actually consists of a whole series of minute moments of experience within that experience. And you note that, oh, there is the various sounds occurring, the various tones, and that it's changing moment by moment. It's never actually the same experience for two moments. And so you're beginning to break that object down into more discrete moments of experience. So you realize that, in fact, rather than it being one object passing through time, it is more accurate to say that it is a whole series of objects arising and passing away. So there's a whole series of objects. So when we first start to become aware of transience, to begin with, what we're aware of is the arising of the experience, or the arising of the object. So you get this sense of the serial arising of experience. And that's very life-affirming. It shows you that no matter what happens in life, things have to change, of course, but there's always something else coming up. Always something else coming up. So it does wonders for your faith. It's very life-affirming. It feels good. There's a fascination with watching the serial arising of objects. And with the serial arising of the objects, there's also the serial arising of the knowing of the objects, or the consciousness of the object. And so it's all well and good. And then you start to notice that actually there is an arising and then a passing away of an object. So essentially, for any object, there is a moment of arising, there's an, a moment of presence, and then a moment as it's falling away. So you start to get a real sense of there being just the most slightest contact. There's the arising of presence and then a disappearance. You can almost say that the presence is just the alternation between arising and passing, but there is just this moment of presence. And so you start to become aware that each object arises serially, and there is this moment of presence, and then it ceases. And what you notice is that it doesn't move through time. It just, there is just the rising presence and then disappearance, rising presence, disappearance. And so it's just like you've just got these tiny, tiny fragment moments. It can be quite challenging to see this because of our tendency to perceive objects as being permanent and lasting through time. But as your concentration develops, as your mindfulness improves, it becomes possible to just see in the most delightful detail that actually an object that you really felt existed through time is actually a whole series of discrete moments all arising and passing away. So each moment does not pass through time, does not pass through space, it just exists for a moment and then ceases, and is then followed by a similar object, but it's a new object. It's not the old object. It's not the old object coming back, it's a new object, and a new mind, a new moment of consciousness that knows it. So as this develops and you go from seeing the serial arising of phenomena, you start to see this, that phenomena is actually arising and then passing away, or arising and then passing away, without persisting through time. And that's extraordinary. It leads, again, to, it's very life-affirming, because it does lead at that stage to a letting go, an abandonment of clinging to phenomena. So these objects arise and pass away, arise and pass away. Concentration improves tremendously because there's a real fascination and there's a real tranquility and there's a real happiness in the meditation of just observing all of this. So there are complications that arise out of reaching this stage in the meditation, but we can come on to those considerations in future videos. And then, having reached the point where we're seeing the serial arising and passing away of phenomena. And another aspect of this that comes out is that initially, when we're seeing the arising phenomena, it's like there's one object and then another object and then another object and then another object. So it feels as though that the new object is overlaying itself on the preceding one. Yeah, so there's that. Getting confused now looking at the screen. There's the kind of that sort of thing. And then as it becomes more refined, you start to notice that actually it's not that one object is superimposing itself on the preceding object. It is rather that the object is arising and then passing away, and in its passing away it is giving the opportunity for the next object to arise. So what you actually find is that the object arises and passes away, and then the next object arises, and then that passes away, which gives the opportunity for the next object to arise, which then passes away. So, and this is really interesting, because you start to see that actually what you're noting has already gone for the noting to occur. For the noting to occur, the object must always have just ceased. So you do not get the noting in parallel to the actual arising of the object. And that's really interesting, because you start to see that actually you're looking always, I'm mixing levels here, but anyway, contradicting myself. I'm doing what I told you not to do in the last couple of episodes. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There is the observation of the object. The noting of the object must happen subsequent to that. So the object must cease for the noting, for the space for the noting to arise. And so what you discover is you're always looking into the past. All right, the immediate past, but it is what you're looking at has already gone by the time that you take mindful note of it. And so this then takes us into beginning to see the serial dissolution of phenomena. And this is where we start to see that actually things pass away moment by moment, dissolve moment by moment. Objects arise, but they go moment by moment. And you end up, you just see the endings, the finishing of the object. You're less aware, your insight, you're less aware of the arising and the presence, and you just become completely fascinated with the serial dissolution of phenomena. And that has implications too. And that's when really our attachments to the world really begin to manifest. And there is a struggle in Vipassana meditation. A struggle emerges, a deep struggle, because all our old conditioning, the views we hold, the assumptions we have about life, are now coming under direct threat by what we're seeing. Because you see that there is absolutely nothing that can be clung to. There is no underlying ground of support that you can depend upon. That everything is dissolving, 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 moment by moment. And that's a very interesting stage of Vipassana practice. And again, we'll come on to a more detailed account of that in subsequent videos. But those are the three aspects of transience that we need to be aware of. There is the arising, there is the moment of presence, and then there's the moment of dissolution. To begin with, our insight will be quite rough, but as it begins to become more subtle, then these three aspects will become more and more self-evident. Most people that I've taught find that it's of the three marks, the three characteristics of ultimate phenomena, it's the mark of transience which is the one that they start with, the one that is most self-evident. And that's fair enough, really. The other two marks do in their own time become very, very evident, but it's normally via having seen the transient aspect. So in terms of suffering, you see that there is no substance to ultimate phenomena, that they're insubstantial, that they can't be grasped, that they do actually arise and pass away outside of anyone's control. So then you start to see what we mean at the ultimate level by suffering or unsatisfactoriness. But getting off the point really there, the most important thing is in your practice is to keep noting how it is, whether it's on the macroscopic level of I don't know, you're watching a football match on television and it ends, the enjoyment ends, or you're watching a film and the film ends. It's looking at the everyday components of your experience on the macroscopic level and on the microscopic level. Like, for instance, perhaps you're watching this after a day at work. Okay, your day at work consisted of so many sights and sounds and tastes and touches and smells, so many thoughts and feelings. There's so much by the way of speech patterns, of verbal and non-verbal communications, of body language, of all sorts of stuff going on. And those components, where are they now? The shapes, the colours, the sounds, the sensations of your day at work, what now remains? It's all gone. At the ultimate level, things arose, they passed away again. You can't cling to any of it. So it's about, in real time, observing transience and noting transience in all these ultimate phenomena, and also taking the time to reflect and note how everything that arose has now ceased. And even the memory arising now of the things that occurred at work, they have ceased now. the memory of them ceases too. So it's just deepening the mindful investigation and awareness of the transient nature of all these component parts that go to make up our experience. Okay. Yeah. Till the next time.